from darkness into light. Do you ever wonder why people choose to ignore or even reject God when that all that God offers, as we've been singing about, is so positive and so rewarding? We all know the verse that we read this morning, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." God acted for all people with love. He gave to us the most precious gift of his Son, Jesus, to share our life and our death, so that God was not remote from us, but we knew God was with us in all the circumstances of life. God raised Jesus to eternal life so that, believing in him, we could have the life that Jesus shares with God. Eternal life, and not be lost, separated from God, living in the darkness, as the scripture says. Now, this is truly good news. Surely it's good news. But it is ignored and rejected by many. The story of Nicodemus' encounter with Jesus gives us some clues as to why this is so. Nicodemus was a leader of the Jews. He was a teacher of the people. He had a position of power and authority within his community. Jesus represented a different power and authority, which was referred to as the kingdom of God. The group that Nicodemus belonged to was at least suspicious of Jesus, and at most outrightly hostile towards him, as later events revealed. Nicodemus was, however, attracted by the authority that Jesus displayed in his teaching and in his actions, in his healings. But Nicodemus was afraid. He was afraid of rejection by his peer group, afraid of being associated with someone who was regarded as an outsider, even a threat to his peer group. So he chose to approach Jesus secretly, in the dark, at night. The power of the peer group can never be underestimated. For all people want to belong. They want to belong to a group where they are accepted, where they fit in, where they feel at home, you might say. In our society, Jesus is often regarded as an outsider. His followers can be looked on with suspicion. So people are reticent even to explore the nature of Jesus and his teaching in fear of being rejected by the group to which they belong. If they do cross over to Jesus' group, that's us. We are Jesus' group. We are the body of Christ, the community of Jesus. Hopefully they will find a new peer group of love and support. But the crossover can be difficult. People are afraid of what they might lose more than they are attracted by what they will gain. Jesus made it clear to Nicodemus what needed to happen for him, indeed for all people. He needed a new start. He needed to be born again, or born from above. It's interesting that term, born again, which we're very familiar with, or born from above. The word in the Greek language that's used in John's Gospel originally can have the two meanings in English. It can have born again or born from above. There's no one English word that can be translated that embraces both concepts. So some translations that you read will have born again, and others will have born from above. So translators have to choose between the two concepts when translating into English. It is thought that the writer of John's Gospel had the both meanings in mind, because the writer of John's Gospel was very good with double meanings and deeper meanings and the spiritual meanings of just ordinary things. What Jesus was saying is that what is needed is a new start in this life, a beginning in the life of God within us. Like many people, what Jesus was saying did not make sense to Nicodemus. How can one be born again? You know, I'm an aging man. How can that happen? There was no comprehension of any life but the physical life, which we all know ends in death. There's only one life, physical life. How can we be born again? This is it. We've been born. We're in this life. Nicodemus had no comprehension of any possibility of what Jesus was saying, for Jesus was telling him of a whole new reality. The reality of the kingdom of God that Jesus was talking about, Jesus was proclaiming, that was even attracting Nicodemus, because there was something about what Jesus was teaching and declaring that struck a note of truth for him. Jesus was talking about the reality of the spiritual life with God. Like many people, what Jesus was saying did not make sense. But what Jesus was saying was there's a new reality for all of us in this physical world. Now, one doesn't casually enter into the kingdom of God. There is a door. At a different time, Jesus referred to himself as the door. The sign of entering through the door and entering into this new life through Jesus is water and the Spirit. The water is the water of baptism, which begins with repentance. That means facing up to our separation from God and turning to God. Repentance, to turn again, turn back to God, turn to God. For some people, they have never turned to God. Repentance is realizing that we are living in the dark without God. True repentance results in God's forgiveness, which is the cleansing, what the water symbolizes, the purifying, the sense of guilt being taken away and replaced with the knowledge that we are accepted by God, that we are loved by God. What a great release that is. And boy, how different the world would be if there was true repentance and acceptance of God's forgiveness in the world. It just releases people from a lot of that pain and anger and everything that comes out often in violent ways in our community. But then comes the Holy Spirit as God's new life to empower and to guide our lives. It's like the eternal light of God is turned on in our lives. A whole new dimension, a whole new life begins when we turn to God. That's what Jesus was talking about. That's what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus. You have to be born again. This has to happen with you. Another reason that people do not turn towards God and receive this great gift that God offers through Jesus is that they're afraid to face the darkness in their own lives. They believe wrongly that God is waiting to punish them. Maybe the church is partially responsible for this in terms of the message we've sent out. A lot of people believe that God is the punisher. But we know from the scriptures quite clearly, God is the lover of the world. They do not understand forgiveness. They don't believe John 3:17. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God is not about punishment. God is about salvation. And salvation driven by God's love for the world. God does not condemn people. As John's Gospel goes on to explain, people condemn themselves because they do not take up God's offer of salvation. They choose to stay in the darkness. They choose to stay in a life without God rather than step into the light of God. People get comfortable in the darkness. They get comfortable with their misdeeds, with their sin. Some even come to hate the light. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want the truth about themselves to come out. In doing so, they bring condemnation on themselves. They're afraid that they might be judged, but they're already judged. They're bringing the judgment upon themselves. They're condemning themselves. But through Jesus, God has opened the door into the kingdom of God. Through Jesus, God offers forgiveness of sin and the life of the Spirit. Through Jesus, God shines a light into the darkness of this life and invites us all the world that he loves, to step into that light. It's about the truth of God revealed in Jesus the Christ, the truth of God witnessed to in the Scriptures, the truth that the light of God has come into the world. And it's about our truth, the truth of the darkness in our lives, that God's light can drive away. The truth that when we turn to God, admitting the truth about ourselves, we are accepted by God. We are loved by God. God has so much that God wants to give to us. We receive eternal life, that life of the Spirit that just adds so much to our physical life, that takes us beyond the physical into God's eternal life. Amen. Praise God.